Good afternoon for New England Public Radio News. I'm Susan Kaplan. A probing and deeply ruminative cross-genre odyssey. That's how Kirkus Review describes the newest book of short stories from UMass Amherst professor Edie Maduff, called Kingdom of the Young. I sat down with Maduff this week and asked her how she describes her writing.
So animal trackers, say in the Kalahari, have imagined a silver cord from their heart to the animal they want to find. And when I heard this, I was also thinking of, in Jane Eyre, there's a line where Mr. Rochester is trying to speak of his love for Jane, and he says, "Oh, Jane, it is as if there's a silver cord underneath my rib cage that connects me to you." The work here, it is as if it's silver cords back to prior moments of my youth and aging. You know, the first story was written when I didn't know I was pregnant with my first daughter 15 years ago. Not only do I feel that there are silver cords back to these romantic beings that I was at different moments, or the romance, the blind romance I saw in others, but, you know, it's my hope that it goes out and that others can have the recognition and catharsis of seeing themselves in the stories.
You may be aware that the Kirkus Review of your book is about as lovely as any that I've ever read, including comparing you to Flannery O'Connor. That's Hand of God stuff in the writer's world, Edie. Is it overwhelming ever?
Well, first of all, it's funny because I'm reading a biography of Flannery O'Connor and I just love her. You know, it's that thing of intrinsic reward, intrinsic motivation and external reward. And the writer's world is a long, lonely hall in the desert. And every now and then you stop at an oasis where somebody seems to recognize what you're doing. But one has to do it for the intrinsic motivation, you know, the sense of a calling or vocation. That's what I share with Flannery O'Connor. I'm not going to say anything else about that. But just the feeling of what do you do with this little frail little bird that you have in your hand, which is your penchant for writing? You know, will you try to treat it well? If I get too sucked into that kind of dopamine circuit of the internet and all that extrinsic reward, I lose the ability to hold that frail little bird.
So you teach, and I want to know if you enjoy it, but I even in what I do, have met, at this point, I have to say, hundreds of people who will say to me without hesitation, "Oh, I can't write." And I almost always want to say, "Yes, you can." And you teach in an MFA program at UMass Amherst. What do you say to a young, aspiring writer who you think may not have the chops to pull it off?
So it may be an occupational hazard, but I tend to have that Emersonian belief in the spark of genius in everyone. I really do. I do think everyone has a story to tell. I believe the perfect story rests with inside everyone as a kind of subtractive sculpture that one has to get the ego out of the way and let that pure story emerge. So I feel that when people say they can't write, it means that they've gotten some layers of civilization. You know, for example, they might not know that the vernacular can come right down to the page. They can, you know, transcribe it orally and then have that transcript and work from that and refine it. So people's ideas get in the way of their being good writers. I do tend to think everyone has at least one excellent story inside them. Because I think, especially, I know this is our phrase right now, especially in this time, it's very important that we speak to one another, that we have these communities of understanding, that we listen to voices different than our own.
That's Edie Maduff. Her new book, Kingdom of the Young, was published this month.